Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, she's holding a grudge from 30 years ago. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 55 years old and I'm divorced. I have two grown daughters and I gave guys a hard time when they tried to date my daughters because I never wanted anyone to disrespect them. I didn't want them to ever be treated like I treated a woman back when I was in my 20s. When I was 24, I dated an older woman that was the manager at a movie theater. She was 6 years older than me and she had her own place. She let me keep her car and she gave me money to hang out with my friends. I did not want my friends to know I was sleeping with her because they called her Snaggletooth and other nasty names. She had two teeth missing and she had bad skin, but her body was incredible and I loved having sex with her. I liked her a lot, but I was embarrassed to tell my friends. So one day I was at her job hugging her after she gave me some money and two of my friends saw it. I acted like she was trying to get me to hug her. I told him there was no way I was messing with her and I laughed in her face. She put my stuff out of her apartment and we never spoke again. A couple of years later, I heard she moved away. For years, I've regretted what I did to her, and after 30 years, I ran into her over the holidays, and she was still not happy to see me. I asked her if we could sit down and talk face to face. She said no, but she gave me her phone number. She has changed so much. She's beautiful. Her teeth were perfect, and her skin was glowing. She has not aged. I want to sincerely apologize and get reacquainted with her, but she won't answer my texts or calls. I want to make things right. How do I get through to her? Well, you don't, because guess what? It is called revenge. It's called get back. It's called clap back. It is over for you. You will not get her back. She just wanted to get you at that moment. It's her turn now. She's not carrying a grudge. That's not it. She just hasn't forgotten how you made her feel that day when you clowned her in front of your two friends. You told your friends there was no way you were messing with her, and then you laughed in her face. You were doing her and taking money from her, but you laughed in her face. That's hurtful. That's embarrassing. That's humiliating. No one wants to feel that. So this is what you got from her in return. No response to your texts or calls. Why should she want to ever see you again? And this is how she's paying you back. She probably dreamed of this day. Or maybe she didn't dream of it. But the fact that she did get the chance all these years later to get you back, she did. And you said she got her two front teeth fixed and she's beautiful now too. We all know the best revenge is looking good, and according to you, she looks good. You gotta let it go. You gotta let it go and move on. Steve?
Oh, this is a good one right here. Oh, I like this letter on so many levels, and I tell you why. I know where he coming from, and second of all, I know where she coming from. Yes, Lord, let's go. Hey, at first I thought it was a lady writing a letter, but that quickly went away. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 55 years old. I'm divorced. I have two grown daughters. I gave guys a hard time when they tried to date my daughters, as you should, because I never wanted anyone to disrespect them. I didn't want them to be treated like I treated a woman back when I was in my 20s.
Wow.
See, that's why fathers are important. Because they know the route that other men take, and they can forewarn their daughters about it. Because men know how they all were at one point in time. Even if you've never been abusive towards women, you do know some of the little sly trickery moves that you use to acquire them. Because you have to have some of that in the beginning, or else you're not going to get nobody. It's called game. Every man develops it to a certain degree. Some are way more than others. But everybody has to have some form of it. Back when I was in my 20s, I was 24, I dated an older woman. She was a manager at a movie theater. She was 6 years older than me. She had her own place. Well, you 24, dog. I've been in my own place since I left college. I ain't had no choice, but okay, so I guess that was impressive to you. She had her own place. She let me keep her car, and she gave me money to hang out with my friends. I've never had that. I want to take my hat off to you. Kudos. I ain't never had a sponsor before. I've never had a woman give me money to do a damn thing. Nothing. When I was homeless, I met a girl and I asked her, she saw my gas tank on empty and she offered to buy me gas. Now, the way I was raised not to accept things from women, but I needed that gas in that car, so she put that gas in the car. Hallelujah for that woman right there. I would have done anything for her if she'd have gassed it up twice. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. And she gave me money to hang out with my friends. I did not want my friends to know I was sleeping with her, because they called her Snaggertooth and other nasty names. She had two teeth missing, bad skin, but her body was incredible, and I loved having sex with her. You have to have teeth. I can't get past teeth.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23
minutes. Everybody on this show got nice-ass teeth. Job requirement.
Thank you, Steve. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, she's holding a grudge from 30 years ago. We'll get back into it with Steve's response coming up right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, she's holding a grudge from 30 years ago.
All right, 55-year-old divorced man, got two daughters. He's always been protective of them because he didn't want women to be treated like he treated a woman. Because one time he was 24, he dated this older woman who was 30, who was a manager. They worked at a movie theater together, and she was 30. And she used to give him money to hang out with his friend and let him use a car. But the problem with it was he was ashamed of her because his friends, he didn't want his friends to know he was sleeping with her. Because they call her Snaggletooth and other nasty names. She had two teeth missing. She had bad skin, but her body was incredible, and I loved having sex with her. This is where we started drawing the line in this letter where I can't relate to this because I'm not going to be able to get to this incredible body you got, because if you ain't got no teeth, I don't really give a damn what your skin look like.
You
can have Dove soft skin. You have baby ass bottom skin if you want to, but you're going to need them teeth, though, because it's just I'm not going to be able to talk to you and you ain't got no damn teeth. I don't give a damn if your face is smooth as a baby ass. If you ain't got no damn teeth and you're an adult, it's hard for me to talk to my grandkids when their teeth is missing. I be shutting my eyes when I talk to them sometimes. So you know good and hell well, I'm not going to be able to talk to no grown-ass woman. Two teeth missing, I don't give a damn where they missing at either. They can be the corner teeth missing. They be one in the middle and one on the bottom. I don't give a damn. If I can see the space.
Yeah.
You can have your wisdom teeth missing and I'll still kick it with you. But you can't have none of them visible. Like when you smile, mm-hmm. I can't see through there.
Uh-huh.
I can't see tongue, jaw, all that. See, I ain't gonna be able to do it. Anyway, I liked her a lot, but I was embarrassed to tell my friends. So one day I was at her job hugging her after she gave me some money. Two of my friends saw it. I act like she was trying to hug me. Get off me. What you doing? That's what he did. Mm-hmm. He act like she was girl, what you hugging me for?
Crushed.
I told them there was no way I was messing with her. And I laughed in her face. She put my stuff out her apartment, and we never spoke again. Well, bro, as she should.
No.
You laughing in her face, but you sleeping with her, telling your friend, trying to act like she was hugging you. You was hugging her because she was taking care of your little broke ass. Now, all of a sudden, she ain't nothing. But once again, I don't even know how I got to that because she ain't got no teeth. You're not going to be able to loan me no money because I can't talk to you. How the hell you going to loan me money and I can't ask for it? See, that's I'm back on them teeth missing with that bad-ass skin. I give damn the skin. I don't care about no bad-ass skin. They got foundation. They can fix all that right there. It's when you ain't got no damn teeth in your head. And so she put my stuff out of her apartment. We never spoke again. A couple years later, I heard she moved away. For years, I regretted what I did. After 30 years, I ran into her over the holidays, and she was still not happy to see me. Bruh, now Shirley said she wasn't holding a grudge. She was just remembering. Oh, no. It's a grudge, though. You can believe that. Full-blown, I can't stand you, bump you, miss me, kiss my, all that. Sugar, honey, iced tea, F you, don't miss me, find something else to do. I hope you die. A whole lot going through her head. I asked her if we could sit and talk face-to-face. Now, right here, now listen to me. This part of the letter, I don't have all the information yet, but when you said I asked if we could sit and talk face to face, now I'm back 30 years ago. You didn't have no teeth then, which is why we never could have dated, because I can't sit with you face to face and you ain't got no teeth in your head. But you asked her to sit down and talk face to face. She said no, but she gave me her phone number. She has changed so much. Oh my God, she's beautiful. Her teeth were perfect and her skin was glowing. She has not aged. I want to sincerely apologize and get reacquainted with her, but she won't answer my texts or calls. I want to make things right. How do I get through to her? You ain't. You out, dog. You out because she remembered the hurt you put on her. She out. She fine now. Oh, she fine. She done got the teeth put up in her head. She done got that skin fixed. Huh?
Why she give him the number, though?
Revenge.
To tell him no.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get... First of all, can we sit face-to-face and talk? No. Here's my number, though. Call me so I can ignore your damn text. I'm going to hurt your ass every chance I get. No, women specialize in this.
We in the crushing biz.
But see, bro, let me tell you what you did was. When you laughed at her in her face.
Yeah.
And told your friends there was no, and you laughed in her face, your laughter was her motivation. The whole town's laughing at me. Now, boy, you see her, she fine. Duh, you can wipe this off your slate. You're not getting back with her. You just want to tap it again. And this time you want to tap the fine girl. Well, the fine girl ain't letting you tap. She done moved on. She got somebody. She getting taken care of real good. Somebody treating her like you should have. And it's good for your monkey ass. I'm glad she ain't giving you the time of day. Nah.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram.
Got some teeth now, though.
At Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.